Welcome to Inside Agriculture on the Red River Farm Network. Corteva has issued a flyer identifying four misconceptions about weed control. The first myth is chemical usage creates so-called superweeds. Enlist field specialist Steve Snyder says mixing modes of action will manage herbicide resistance.
All that means is we want to use pre-emerge herbicides, we want to use tang mix partners with Enlist. In most situations, by using a pre, either on corn or soybeans, and then a tang mix partner post, you're most of the time going to get at least four, if not five, different modes of action on particular weed. The key is to make sure let's say it's water hemp, for instance. If four of those five are active on water hemp, you got four different modes of action controlling that weed. So that's how you manage super weeds. You just want to mix it up, use different type herbicides at different timing applications of the year.
Another misconception is weed control is only about killing weeds. Snyder says while the goal is to kill the weeds, the reason to control the weeds is to increase yield.
I just think it's very important to plan ahead. I mean, it's getting that time of the year now where I think the planning is probably already done. But just always, plan your approach. And it is very important to control weeds. But there's a lot of other things you got to look at, too, as far as timing. Do you have the manpower, the equipment, and everything else to get everything done on a timely basis?
Farm Bureau has signed